This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to chapter Chaf Hei, Perek 25 in Tehillim, in Psalms. It's an acrostic, LeDavid, Elecha Hashem Nasi Esa, Becha Batachti Al Yevosha, Gam Kovecha Le Yevosha. It goes through, skips a few letters, but for the most part, it's an acrostic. And this acrostic is an extremely, extremely powerful piece of Psalms. If you look in the Zohar in Parshas Bamidbar, Shimon Bar Yochai talks about how a person wakes up in the morning and they get ready for davening and they go to shul and they put on tefillin and they say Shema and they daven Shemona Esrei and they've gotten to this really, really high level. And he says, and then the next level is Boile Levarnash Lach Zohar Mei Basta Desayim Tzlos. A person has to prepare their entire body after they finish Shemona Esrei Kilo Hispatar Min Olma and look at themselves as if they left this world. They're out of this world now. Higher level than Shemona Esrei itself. They have to fall on their faces, say Tachnun. And what do they say in Tachnun? They say this psalm, Elecha Hashem Nafshi Esa. And when they do that, they come closer to God than anyone else can. They've literally taken their neshamas, their souls, and they put their souls into heaven. This is a type of humility that we have. It's a type of tshuva, repentance that we have. And it's a Tachnun that's very, very powerful. The Gemara says that if somebody said Tachnun and they were upset at somebody, a holy person, so the person they were upset at would die. It tells the story about one of the Amoraim whose husband had a disagreement with her brother, and she wouldn't let him say Tachnun ever. One day she lost her track, she wasn't there, and he said Tachnun, and that day the brother-in-law died. It says that in a time of famine, in a time of rain, a great person is not allowed to say Tachnun in public because it was considered to be a Chilul Hashem. It's a desecration of Hashem's name. If somebody says Tachnun and then he's not answered, it doesn't start raining. That's the power of Tachnun. But then the Zohar says, when you say this, you have to have Kavana. You have to be thinking about what you're saying. You can't just say it. He says, and if you say it with Kavana, if you say it with the proper intention, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachem Alei Mechaper Lei L'choyvei, Hashem will have mercy on him, and Hashem will purify him of all his sins. But the Zohar says, "Vayleh leman da'oseh lemifte lemore b'libo rechoko." Woe is to he who says Tachnun without the proper kavana, without the proper intentions. This is a very high stakes prayer, this Psalm 25. When we say it as Tachnun, which is what it's designed for, it works. But if Chas v'Shalom we don't have the right kavana, if we don't have the right intention, the Zohar says, Vaylei, woe is to him, woe is to that person. So there's two approaches to that. One approach is the approach of, let's say it, and let's say it with Kavana, and that's what the Sephardim do. But if you look in the Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says it's become the custom by most Ashkenazim not to say it. And when we say Tachnun, we don't say that particular psalm, we say a different psalm. When we say Tachnun, because that psalm is just simply too powerful. That's the power of Psalm Chaf Hei, that we even took it out of Tachnun every day because it was too much to say every day. But when we do say it, it's still very potent. We should say it. Avudram writes that this was written for somebody who wants to do tshuva, which is very clear if you read it. Delia Rabba, which is a halachic work, writes that if somebody says it every day, then they'll go straight to Olam Haba, go straight to the world to come. And it contains a lot of very beautiful ideas. Drachecha Hashem Adyeni, Hashem, just show me your ways. Or Chosecha Lamdeni, teach me your path. Hadricheni Bamitecha Lamdeni, show me how I'm supposed to go. Kiyoscha Kivisi Kol Hayom, because it's all I want. Zechora Chamecha Hashem V'Chasecha, remember your mercy. And then it says something very interesting. It says Yadrech Anovim Bamishpat, Hashem will guide humble people, and Yilamed Anovim Darko, and he'll show humble people his way. As Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter quotes the Reishis Chachma. Reishis Chachma quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Demin Akko, who's quoting Rabbi Meir, who quotes someone called the Rabbi Yosef Gikatalia, who's a great Kabbalist. And he says, if somebody is able to truly become humble, truly become an Anov, and that's what the psalm is all about, truly taking our soul and giving it up to Hashem, truly become humble, then Hashem will teach him everything that he needs to know. The language is miyad tishur of shechina, someone who can get to this level of humility, which is what this Tachnun is supposed to do. It's what the Zohar is talking about. Tishur of shechina, they will be enveloped with shechina, with the divine presence. V'lo yitztarich l'umod mibasar v'dam. They won't need anyone to teach them anything, ki ruach elokim tlamdenu, because they'll learn things straight from Hashem. What a beautiful idea. And that's what goes on to say, Sod Hashem Li'ereyov, that those who fear Hashem know his secrets. And that's the verse that the Gemara uses often when it talks about how people knew things in supernatural ways. That comes from humility. And that humility comes from this psalm of getting to a point of humility. And where does all that come from? So the Malbim says, that comes all from the first verse of the psalm, Elecha Hashem Nashi Esa, Hashem, I'm lifting my soul to you. Everything else is commentary, but if we can lift our soul to Hashem, say, Hashem, I'm all yours, the power of that is so dramatic that we're scared to say it every day on the one hand. On the other hand, when we do say it, it says, in a row of Knegehenim, you'll be able to learn everything that you need to know. Hashem will literally envelop you with his presence, and he'll teach you where to go and guide you in everything that you do.